Hey, Eco Heroes, if you've ever thought that adopting a greener lifestyle will mean compromising on quality and saying goodbye to the finer things in life, then today's episode is for you.
Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started.
Now, many people believe that by adopting a greener lifestyle that they'll somehow be compromising their quality of life, and this couldn't be further from the truth, and in today's episode I'm going to show you just why. Now, if you're a Gen Xer like me, chances are that your grandparents were super frugal. Now, they lived through the Great Depression and had a really strong respect for money, thinking about every single dollar they spent. Now, more often than not, this resulted in them living pretty sustainably as well. But sometimes it had an opposite result because, well, frugality and eco, they're not the same things, right? Now, if you're confused, let me explain. Now, the frugalist often thinks about the cost of items and products, whereas the environmentalist thinks about the lifespan and the life cycle of the product. You know, things like where it's made, the quality of the product, how durable it is, the waste produced, etc., etc. You know, and the two really are quite different. And you know what? It can be rather ironic that the frugalist can often end up paying more over time, as cheaper products don't last the distance, they might need repairs, or need to be replaced entirely. Not to mention if they purchase something that wasn't quite, you know, the product that they really wanted in the first place. Now, to illustrate this a little bit better, here's some examples, right? Now, have you ever been shopping and you've bought the cheaper option rather than the one you really wanted? Now, perhaps this was an item of clothing that you really had your heart set on, but you just couldn't quite justify, you know, the price. And so you opted for a cheaper item. Now, it might have been a similar style that was reduced because maybe it was a different pattern, or it could have just been a cheaper brand. Now, in my experience, 9 times out of 10, you know, this cheaper item, it might be of inferior quality, so it may not last as long, or it could shrink in the wash, or perhaps you just don't even end up wearing it because you really didn't totally love it in the first place. Hello, you would have been better off buying, you know, the full price, better quality item and living in it for a year or two and getting heaps and heaps of wear out of it. You know, you would have been better off buying the quality item in the first place, spending a little bit more money, getting heaps of use out of it, you know, wearing it till it wears out. You know what I mean? It's, you know, buying that quality item can be eco, right? Now, another example for those of you who are, you know, have children, prams. Now, you'd be surprised at just how many friends I have that have, you know, they've got several prams. I think at best count, one of my best friends told me she's bought over 10 prams. Crazy, right? It's actually not that crazy when you listen to the story of a lot of, you know, new mums and going out there to buy prams. It's, you know, it's not totally unrealistic how they can end up with quite a few. So let me explain. So they've fallen pregnant for the first time and gone browsing through, you know, through the baby shops with their partner, and it's all a little bit overwhelming, right? You know, I've been there with my husband, and I think he lost interest after the first maybe an hour. He did pretty good actually. And I, you know, try and avoid going shopping with him at the best of times. So yeah, so a newly pregnant woman drags a partner through the shop and you're looking at prams and cots and change tables and baby monitors and all the other crap that, you know, new mums are marketed to as, you know, essential baby items. So anyway, you're looking at the pram and you're testing them all out and looking at all the models, and you see that top range, you know, maybe it's a bugaboo chameleon, that really lovely pram that you really want. You know, this is first baby, you've got to buy all these other things as well, and it doesn't really make sense to spend so much money on a pram. So you end up buying the cheaper one, maybe the $300 or $400 one. You know, that's good enough. It's going to get you around, and you know, you're just going to be able to get baby from A to B. That's the purpose of a pram, right? So you buy the cheaper one. And maybe you're still going to go on holidays and that pram's a little bit too bulky for the car. So you grab a travel stroller as well. So maybe another couple of $100. Baby number one, you might have already bought two prams. Anyway, time comes around and baby number two comes along the line. And well, you need to upgrade prams. Maybe you need to get a double pram because the first baby was is still a toddler. So you need to fit them both in a pram. Or maybe, you know, there's a bit of a age gap in between children, but you just need a better quality pram because that first one's kind of died or it's outdated, whatever. So you buy another pram, either a double one or a better quality one, but you still don't get that really good pram that you had your heart set on because, you know, it's still, you know, a little bit too expensive and you can't justify it now. You've got two children, two babies to bring up. Anyway, baby number three comes along, and this is when I find that a lot of mums end up saying, you know what, stuff it. I'm going to get that pram because I've worked my butt off for these last 5 or 6 years or whatever it might be with these two kids, and I deserve that pram. So that's when they buy the pram that they really, really wanted the first time around. But along the way, they might have gone through two travel strollers, that original pram that's, you know, done and dusted. Oh, by the way, they might have also put on weight and needed to buy a jogging pram and also the double pram as well. But now, third time around, I'm getting that decent pram. Whereas if they'd purchased that decent pram the first time around, it may well have lasted, you know, especially if you bought something like the Bugaboo Donkey that you can convert from a double pram to a single pram. It may have well lasted the three children in the first place, and you would have ended up being hundreds, if not thousands of dollars cheaper off in the first place, plus a lot more sustainable because you wouldn't have gone through all that waste and these new products all the time. So that's a pretty good example of where spending a little bit more, not being frugal, but buying the quality product that you really wanted in the first place would have saved a lot of heartache and expense along the way, not to mention waste. Now, I want to let you on a little secret. I've always considered myself to be a yippie. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a yuppie hippie. I like nice things. Good quality, timeless brands and products that stand the test of time. Now, it might surprise you, but we eat off a Wedgwood dinner set. Every single meal and every single cup of tea I have is out of my Wedgwood mugs. You know, some of you might think that that's purely indulgent and, you know, who am I to drink out of Wedgwood? But, you know, I tell you what, we were given that dinner set for our wedding 8 years ago, and it's such a timeless quality design. I love eating off it. I enjoy drinking my cups of tea out of it. And, you know, it's such a classic design. I reckon I'm still going to be drinking my cups of tea out of those exact same mugs in 30 or 40 or even 50 years' time, if my boys haven't broken them in the process. But you get what I'm saying? It's like this is a really quality, top-of-the-range dinner set. It's a timeless design, never needs to be updated. It's not going to go out of fashion. We enjoy using it. And it ends up being a really quality investment, as opposed to just buying cheaper china over time or updating them because the style's gone out of fashion or things like that. So have a think about that. What purchases have you made in the past that maybe seemed frugal at the time and you thought were eco at the time, but in hindsight, they weren't that eco after all, and you ended up having to upgrade them, replace them, and go out and buy something, you know, maybe a little bit better quality and a little bit more expensive down the track. So I'd love to hear your experiences. So head on over to lauratrotter.com, shoot me an email or hit me up in social media as well, letting me know of the experiences that you've had where, you know, you thought you were being frugal and you thought you were being eco, but you really were just being frugal and a bit of a tired ass. So if you haven't yet checked out my brand new eco-living website, lauratrotter.com, head over there and you can enter your details and grab my free e-guide, 11 Steps to Eco-Fi Your Home. And yes, one of them is choosing quality over quantity. I'd also love you to leave a review in iTunes telling me what you think about my new podcast, Eco Chat with Laura Trotter. And for sure, let me know what you think about this exact topic, eco versus being frugal. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from your stories, and stay tuned because I've got a lot of fantastic things coming up in this podcast. Cheers to you, and now go out there and help make green mainstream.
listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.